Turkey has condemned Syria's crackdown on protesters. Yesterday, the country's prime minister called the crackdown inhumane. This is a delicate time for Turkey to be taking in Syrian refugees. There are parliamentary elections in Turkey on Sunday. The ruling party, the AKP, is expected to win a majority for the third consecutive time. Party leaders say their first task will be to update the country's 1982 constitution. The question is whether the AKP wins by a big enough margin to push a new constitution through on its own. Some Turks are uneasy with that scenario. They worry about concentrating too much power in one party's hands. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan may well be the most successful Turkish politician of the modern era. In a recent stump speech, he asked voters for a free hand to change the constitution. With two-thirds of the seats, the AKP would be able to do that without input from any other party or the public. If we come to power with more than 367 seats, he said, it'll mean the public has given this duty to us. We'll make our preparations and show our work to the parliament. Come join us. Let us work together. The AKP's popular mandate has increased by leaps and bounds since it was first elected in 2002. But it's unclear what the government plans to do with its increasing powers. Istanbul analyst Andrew Finkel says the dilemma of Erdogan and the AKP is much like that faced by Frodo Baggins in The Lord of the Rings. Staring down into the fires of Mount Doom, Frodo hesitated to throw away the ring of power.
So they've got all this power to themselves. Now they know, you know, just like Frodo knew in The Lord of the Rings, that, you know, when you've got all this power on your finger, the thing you should do is throw the ring into the fire. But of course, you know, once you have this ring on your finger, it's really quite nice to have all this power.
Erdogan and the AKP are credited with increasing democracy by eliminating political interference from the military and state bureaucracy. But the prime minister is famously intolerant of criticism and tends towards autocracy. At this AKP Women's Breakfast campaign event in the wealthy seaside neighborhood of Moda, first-time candidate Meltem Güler says she is clear about her priority if she gets elected.
Well, the new constitution, because, well, it's the major issue of the new parliament, the first civilian constitution of Turkey.
Güler says fears of an AKP-imposed constitution are nonsense. She says Turks will be asked what kind of constitution they want.
I think we should listen to the other parties as well, because we need a consensus here. We really need a consensus. It's not so fair to do it by ourselves.
The music coming from this AKP campaign truck is loud, but it may be reaching deaf ears here in Beşiktaş, a leftist working-class neighborhood in Istanbul, an opposition stronghold. The name of the song translates roughly as AK Party, no matter what. Sitting on a park bench, Fethi Satılmış says that rewriting the constitution is a big job. It needs to protect the rights of Kurds and everyone in Turkey. He says the AKP is not up for the job.
There are many important issues in Turkey. The current situation is dangerous and is heading toward totalitarianism. If the AKP wins, this is 90% certain to happen.
But John Paker from the Istanbul think tank TESEF disagrees. He says that Turkish politicians will listen to the people sooner or later.
I do not look at the parties or the leaders of the parties. I look at the society. Because the parties and the leaders of parties will eventually do what the majority wants because it's their business to stay in power.
Paker says Turkey has changed a lot since the military coup in 1980. The majority of its citizens can no longer accept a constitution which protects the state from the people instead of the other way around. That's due largely to the dramatic growth of the middle class. The AK party is currently polling between 45% and 50% of the vote. But the final distribution of seats depends on the performance of smaller parties in this weekend's contest. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.
You can see pictures from Turkey's campaign trail. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.